Sir Harold Evans is with us here on the Paula Gordon Show. I am Paula. Bill Russell and I are delighted by this opportunity. If you would please, let's talk a little bit about this wealth that you have encountered in your professional life. The fact that you did exercise this same sense of winnowing, if you will, that as a publisher, as the head of Random House, as an editor, you've been in a position to help us know what we need to know. And it's really a continuation of what you were talking about a moment ago with Bill in terms of we need more, not less, that pluralism is good. Being part of the great stew of ideas, how do we continue to protect these ideas to make sure that whatever comes next, whatever, is to the good rather than yielding to the forces of darkness, if you will?
Well, I tell you, I think courage has to begin as an individual thing, just like it had to begin as an individual thing during the civil rights days, or like it has to begin as an individual thing when somebody is anti-Semitic. So everybody has to have the individual courage when somebody says something which is vicious and prejudiced or even wrong. Not necessarily to say you're wrong, but to say, let me understand the reasons. Because I think that the personal collision of prejudice against rationality and all that can be tremendously helpful. I think that we should maintain, if we can, pressure to enhance education. I mean, I wish history were taught rather better than it is. I wish this kind of history that I'm talking about here. Because while on the one hand, I'm against exploitation, I don't like the idea to get around, which some university students have, that all business is exploitive and therefore we should wreck it, bring it down. And so that's important to me. So I think that the I think we should praise honourable men
and women.
Let me finish the sentence. We should praise honourable men and even honourable women.
Thank you for that.
It seems that the editorial voice, and that's a large part of this whole story, is the patterns that emerged, that people see, the people in the characters in your books, that they are able to see patterns that other people can't see. And it seems that that's part of what an editor, particularly in the news environment, in the journalism environment, that the editorial function is not to defer to power, not to defer to money or wealth or the owners or any of those things, but to do the best job possible of presenting the world as it is.
That's very, you know, I tell you, I have a real, you've got my King Charles's head here, which is an expression I trust you know. But the thing is this, that newspaper editors and publishers and writers of any kind who think they're serving us by saying, on the one hand, and on the other hand, too much journalism is less in search of truth than the utterance of two competing public relations organizations. That's no good to us. We've got to have integrity in the news, but we've also got to reinforce curiosity with energy so that we get closer to the truth. Now, you can't get the whole truth every time, but you try. Whereas if you want to have one hand, you know, on the one hand say Jesus Christ was a very difficult fellow, on the other hand he didn't deserve to be crucified. Do you know what I mean? On the one, throughout political reporting, you get things like Kerry's disputed war record, take the last election. There shouldn't have been any dispute about Kerry's war record, let's be frank about it. I mean, there was a lot of propaganda. And to say, on the one hand, these veterans say he was a coward, he didn't shed any blood, it's a total monstrous and obscene lie, and it should be said as such. And you can't advance truth and understanding. You certainly have to acknowledge that assertion, but you don't have to repeat it ad nauseum on news shows and television as though it's actually something which is an established truth. Ditto with other politicians, whether it be left or Democrat or Republican or whatever. So I think the notion of objectivity has to be redefined. Objectivity shouldn't be confused with, on the one hand, on the other hand, impartiality. It should be a reverence for truth.
And Sir Harold Evans has that reverence, which he has exhibited in a world full and a lifetime of activities. We are just thrilled that you have been with us. Thank you so very much.
The pleasure's all mine. Thank you so much.
They Made America is an engaging companion to Sir Harold Evans' bestseller, The American Century. We particularly appreciate Sir Harold bringing to light the story of Gary Kildall and his pivotal role in the personal computer revolution. We also thank Sir Harold for his wonderful curiosity and for his commitment to courage. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.